Well, this poster is a bit heavy, but can we hold it up a little bit? I've got bigger pictures to show you from it, but it tells us about the Kigosi Water Project, and it asks some questions. So where is it? Do you know, Samuel? Where is it? Can anyone remember? I'll put it here. Where is it in the world? There is a map, but it's tiny. So I've got another map here. It's in this continent. What's that? It's in Africa. It's in a country called Uganda. So can anyone see Uganda there and point to it? Anyone point to Uganda? There we go. It's in East Africa. So that's where the project is. Now, what is it like where that project is? Well, I'm going to turn this around and you can tell me what it looks like. What's it like? What's the picture like there? What's the countryside like? Beautiful! Lucas, yes. What can you see?
Mountains.
Lake. Yeah, mountains. It's a little bit like Switzerland, isn't it? Look. Mountains, very beautiful. So that's where it is. Okay, now, what does the project do? Now, if you look on these pictures down here, you can see they're digging. What they've done is they produced a well. Now, why do you think they might have to produce a well for these people in these villages? For water, for clean water. Well, let me show you this. What do you think they used to have to do before that, Samuel?
Take water from the lake.
Take water from the river, yeah. Look at that. Okay, that's a boy there with a big container on his head getting water. And you know, the children have to walk several kilometres to get water from the river before the well was made. Before the project, that's what they had to do. Now, if you have any idea how heavy that is, I'll show you. Okay, we've got some containers here. These ones, okay, that's 5 litres. Okay, so a child, 5 to 6, would have to carry that for several kilometres. Anyone 5 or 6? Jemima, you 6? Carry that. Hold it. Okay, another one? Anyone else who's 5 or 6? Now, it's quite heavy, isn't it? Now, Joanna can't pick it up. Even Jemima. Would you like to walk with that for several kilometres? I don't think so. What about this one? 8 to 12-year-old. Anyone 8 to 12? Okay, Lucas. There you go. Now, would you like to walk with that for several kilometres from the river? No. So that's what these children have to do, okay? And what they have to do that every day. And so they can't go to school because they're busy carrying water. And the water isn't clean, so they might be ill. They can't go to school, they get very tired, and they might be ill. So what difference do you think it makes having the well that this money has been used to build? What difference does it make, do you think? Much easier. Your life is totally different. You have clean water, you can be healthy, you can plant crops, and you can go to school. And you can go to school as well. So here's some pictures, some happy pictures. You can hold, someone can, Freddie, would you like to hold that? Some women by the tap, if you hold that up there. Would you like to hold this one? Some children by the tap, hold it up so people can see it. And this one's a really happy picture. Someone want to hold that one, really high up. You're quite tall, would you like to hold that one? Okay, children, very, very happy. So this is one of the projects that the Junior Church, you support this project by raising money, bringing money to Junior Church week by week, and we raise money at special occasions. And what we're going to do today, this is what we're asking the congregation to help us. After the service, we are going to auction off these things here with everyone, give very generously, and we will send money to be used in this project in Uganda to help these children and communities have clean water, the children be able to go to school. Thank you very much for your help.